राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद
राधे। We are reading Shikshashtakam. Verse 4, 47 page.
Thanks. 47 page.
So now in Munger Raj Mandir, we are chanting every day a few times this Shikshashtaka.
Yeah, for Radha Mohan.
So.
Na danam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va, jagad isha kamaya. Mama janmani, janmanishvare, bhavatad, vaktir, ahaituki tvai. Na no dhanam, wealth. Na?
That maybe we don't need.
Okay. O Lord of the universe, I don't want wealth. I don't want followers. I don't want vain companions, beautiful woman. Vain companions means association with someone just to waste my time. To spend my time in vain, like this, just throwing time away. Vain companions. I don't want a beautiful woman or enjoyment of beautiful poetry. All I want is causeless devotion unto you. Birth after birth. O Lord of the universe, I don't want wealth, followers, or vain companions. I don't want beautiful woman or enjoyment of beautiful poetry. All I want is causeless devotion unto you, birth after birth. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj describes how Mahaprabhu spoke this fourth verse. While the Lord spoke, his humility increased, and he began to pray to Krishna for pure devotion. It is the nature of prema that whoever has a loving relationship with Krishna thinks, I don't have even a whiff of love for Krishna. When the Lord spoke the verse Trinad Api Sunichena, the ocean of his humility swelled, because the Lord is the ocean of love, he is also the ocean of humility. It is said that there is no difference between humility and love.
So I was impressed this one, actually. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ocean of love. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also ocean of humility. Then this, it is said that there is no difference between humility and love. This I was quite impressed. And also today I was hearing Andagaji's words. All I want to causeless devotion unto you, birth after birth. So birth after birth, what do you mean? He's telling in Sadaka Deha or he's telling Siddhadeha about, you know, about Siddhadeha, or he's telling what kind of mood this verse after verse. So this, you know, we heard many time, but this is interesting, you know, verse after verse. What? And also this three, you know, like Tunadepi verse, we, last time we discussed. Then he said, I don't want anything else. Na danam, na janam, nan sundari. Also, kabitam ba jagadisha kamae. Mama jammani jambani ishware. Bhagavat bhakti aitkitvai. Could you give some comment? Andaka, do you want something?
Yeah, so what appeared in me, in my mind, is that this is like, all I want is causeless devotion unto you. I don't want liberation from birth and death. It's unimportant to me. You may keep me in any condition, in any circumstance, as you, whatever makes you happy. But please, let me have this causeless love in whatever condition you would like to keep me. Because I would like to make you consciously, make you happy always, in all circumstances. And I think only this, how to say, this causeless love can make us, how to say, focused on happiness of Radharani, our Radharani. All other kinds of love will not give us enough peace to be fixed. It has to be unconditioned love. Yeah, like this.
Yeah, this is a very good point. I also thinking like this, but maybe another maybe interpretation also may also have. Because it is mentioned, if we have prema, we become very humble. Very humble means I don't have any qualification, even any qualification to go back to Godhead, or any qualification to do your direct seva, maybe. So I'm very poor. Today Gurudev was discussing in Virapaksamanjari, verse 3, and this name of Lai and Kanu. At that time, Gurudev said, Lai means very humble, like a sesame seed. So Lai, and Gurudev said, love makes us very humble. So if we think we are really humble, then we feel, oh, I have no qualification, and I don't want anything else but you. And I don't want to, I want to please you. Whatever I may born again and again, but I don't want to forget your seva. Whatever position you want to place me, or whatever difficulty you want to place me, whatever, you know, you give me anything, but I feel everything is your mercy. And I accept whatever you give me, humble seva, because I want to please you. This is very interesting.
So it is said that there is no difference between humility and love. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we find, this is Sanatana Goswami, Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Yes, Sanatana Goswami.
It's written, when prema ripens, humility appears along with it. When the girls of Gokula were separated from Krishna after he left Vrindavan for Mathura, they showed the highest humility. The topmost humility dwells in the crown jewel of all Vraja Gopis, Sri Radharani.
So this point, I want to know this, the limit of humility. Could you say something, Radharani? Limit of humility. When Krishna...
I don't know what is the limit of humility. Sorry. Actually, it's possible, because in Chaitanya Charitamrita it's written from the Radhika side. She is telling, I have not love. She is source of all love. She is telling no love. And I remember once Narayana Goswami Maharaj explained to us, he told, if someone have prema and telling, I have prema, it's honest. But Vaishnava who has prema and he's telling no even ganda, no even smell of prema in me. Is this humility? What I heard.
Andakaji, do you understand this limit of humility?
So here this part. Maybe we can read.
Okay.
Maybe we can read to the end.
Yeah.
And then say something. I think it will.
Yeah.
Then,
maybe better.
Yeah. So, the topmost humility dwells in the crown jewel of all Vraja Gopis, Sri Radharani. In his final 12 years at Puri, Sriman Mahaprabhu relished the humility and the divine madness of Sri Radha. During that time, Mahaprabhu revealed Shikshashtakam. There is no limit to the hundreds of waves of humility in the ocean of Radha Prema that the Lord experienced when the waves of humility came up in his heart. He asked the Lord for pure devotion. I have a suggestion.
Okay.
So, seems to me that humility, this topmost humility reaches the frequency, reaches the level of this my ishta is mine and I would like to always be close to my ishtadev to render most delicate services and to make my ishtadev happy in this way. Most delicate services, maybe also to say, with my beautiful friends. This is how it seems to me when I read this. When the waves of humility came up in his heart, he asked the Lord for pure devotion. So this devotion means complete dedication, complete pure, meaning again, svarupa, yeah, no whiff of material, any influence there, just pure svarupa awareness, and in svarupa, making my Radha happy. In this case, Mahaprabhu's case, making his or her, because it's Radha, her Krishna.
Oh, I got this, inspiration from Andagaji's words. Here Baba mentions, there is no difference between humility and love. So actually, prema increasing from sneha, man, pranaya, raga, anuraga, Baba Mahababa. And then Ruddha, Adiruddha, and Madana Mahababa. sometimes say Moham, you know. Anyway, so this is limit of humility means it express Mahabhava, like Madana Mahabhava. So means radical feel separation. But so this separation feeling so intense, cannot tolerate or cannot forget any moment Mohan Krishna. And then, so love is increased, and then humility also increased. So means I'm lowest person. But at the same time, Krishna's meditation, Krishna's attachment, Krishna's feeling is so intense. So therefore, I feel this, they show the limit of humility in kind of limit of prema. It's Mahabhava and Madana Mahabhava, Madanakya Mahabhava. So that's I got. And then what is the symptom of attain prema or highest prema, like Mahabhava? That person's symptom, or maybe kind of following this also, because this is his just hankering. This is not to create, but you know, causeless devotion. Ahaituki. Ahaituki? Yeah, ahaituki. Ahaituki means no cause, like unconditioned and selfless and very pure. He's only asking pure devotion. Only asking devotional service for the Lord. This, if Mahaprabhu is Radha's mood, then I want only your, with Krishna's, Mohan's pure devotion. So, I don't know. Gurudev, could you give us insight, the limit of humility and that mood?
You are telling beautiful. Very nice. Humility is the devotion. And it must see a Radhika Das. This only come by the grace of Radharani, because love cannot move without him.
So Gurudev, this mood is actually, we may say, Radha's mood also, Radha Dashi's mood also same.
Radha Dashi is a teacher of humility.
So this verse also meant for Radha Dashi's praying, right, Gurudev?
Yes, only one desire. Na dhanam, na dhanam, na sundari. Nothing desire. No liberation, no, that I not go to the my Godhead. I want to take birth again and again, but in your view. If I have to take birth again, I want to be your dad. Only one desire.
Only desire is service to the Ishtadeva, Ishtadevi. Or to pleasing our Lord or Ishtadevi. It's very deep.
Yeah, it's like because of company of experienced devotees and because of our own experience that came by the mercy of our Ishtadev, we become relaxed, surrendered. For me, surrender means relaxed.
Wow, very good point. So Antakaji says, surrendering means relaxing.
It's just completely relaxing a natural position. And this means also this Vaikuntha consciousness. Means no, I don't have problems in my life. And I, now I have all the energy. All my energy is free. All my time is free. I don't have any other worries. I'm secure. And it all happened because of the mercy of Radha, my guru, and my devotee friends. So now I'm ready for a payback. I know that I will never be able.
You know,
but
this verse actually says, na danam, na janam, na sundari. Means I'm completely satisfied whatever I situated. I don't need anything else. I don't want to any business with you. Because I am completely peaceful. I am completely satisfied by your mercy. I understand. I am realizing you give me everything to me. So just my desire is just to, I want to please you. I want to do humble seva. But a neophyte devotee like me, you know, oh, I want to, you know, money. I want to, you know, a follower. I want to beautiful, you know, lady. Or I want to nice facility, nice house, nice car. Like, you know, we are thinking like this.
Yeah.
But actually, Gurudev also saying, actually, everything in this material world also divine. If our consciousness is divine, whatever we see, we could see everything divine. Everything for Krishna's seva, Radharani seva, Radha Mohan seva. And actually, by the mercy of Gurudev, by the mercy of Radha Rani, Radha's Moha, actually we have everything with us. So we don't need anything else. Just I want to give you my seva, my heart, my love. That's it. So this is very amazing.
It's interesting for me. I think in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one statement that Krishna said, or Mahaprabhu, Krishna, I think, said. He said, if my devotee is asking me for something material, it means that still he is like, it's not pure, it's still in material world, material consciousness. And then he said, but I fulfill his desires in such a way that his attachment to my lotus feet will grow. So, yeah, Radha and Krishna helps.
And also, I think Bhagavatam say, I think Lord Krishna say, if someone who claim I'm your devotee, he's or she's not my devotee. Someone who say I'm servant of devotee, or servant of devotee, that person is my real devotee. That means, you know, he put most lowest position. Interesting.
Yeah, I also remember when by the mercy of Radha, there is realization of, we have realization, meaning like direct experience of how much Radha loves me. Then also we relax. Radha is taking care of me. I am sheltered. I am protected, made servant of Radha. Radha likes me. Radha loves me. She takes care.
We have to see Dasis of Radha. We have to meet the Dasis of Radhika. That is century person in Vrindavan to find out what to learn from their behavior, how they behave. We don't want to know their teachings. Behavior is the teaching. In sadhak, they have what they do in the acting, that is their behavior. How they are acting and how their life is, that the sadhak they are, is also becomes siddha there. That we go to see. Without meeting with sadhus and Vaishnava, this realization not come.
Okay.
So we have to be a position of viewer, and then we have to see someone who is Radha Dasi, and we have to learn how they behave daily life. And then if we are viewer, we could learn. But if we think I'm doer, we cannot learn not so many things. So therefore, Gurudev, you are always say, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Hoy, Rabba Matora, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. So if we could contact with real sadhu, who is Radha Dasi, we feel, we see, we could realize his humility, his behavior, his love, then we may realize, if fortunate, immediately we could feel, oh, this is the real thing.
One may ask here, if Mahaprabhu is the ocean of divine love, then why does he still pray for pure devotion? And here is the answer. It is the nature of prema that the lover thinks, I don't have even a whiff of love for Krishna. Real devotion means that one is never satiated.
Actually, Rupa, Raghunatha, or other six Goswami mood also, I think this mood, they never say, I saw Krishna, I also with Krishna, you know, with Radha Mohan. No, when I can see, or when I can enter that kind of, you know, vision or leela, kind of always hankering, always they have greed. So, and this is very connecting, I think. It is to enter Raganuga Bhakti is only one qualification needed. We don't need to, you know, study, you know, of course, maybe study Shastra is maybe okay, but we don't need any qualification. But only one qualification we need. This is greed for want to get it. So this is also maybe connecting, especially for love, getting love, getting prema, might be, you know, we need to this kind of greed. And if someone who has love, never say, I have love. Or actually, you know, many times, some devotee asking Narayan Maharaji, do you realize? And what he answer? You remember?
Remember.
He never say, I'm realized. Well, I've seen Gaura Govinda Sai Maharaj, he say, never, you know, I say, you know, I'm realizing such and such. He never say like this. Oh, Narayan Maharaj also never say like this. And, you know, our Gurudev also never say, I'm realizing, I'm perfect. No, I'm a student. I forgot the name Maharaj what he said. And also Maharaj Swami also, he did not say anything like this. Or any sadhu, he may not say, probably. This is very impressed. Real devotion means that one is never satiated. Because if we satiated, if we say we are happy, then our feeling stopped. Love is kind of stopped. Loving feeling is stopped. Because loving feeling is, Gurudev said, Govardhan. Raga and Anuraga. But if we say, okay, I'm happy, I'm satiated, then that kind of wave, flow may stop. And also maybe our advancement also may stop. Oh, now I know everything. No, I don't need to learn from anybody. Then maybe our advancement stop it. So this is, I think, very good point. I feel it. So therefore, this next sentence also very interesting.
One can measure one's thirst.
Sastra.
I think it's wrong translation. Anyway, let's read. One can measure one's thirst.
Correct.
Separation. One can measure one's thirst from one's relish for the rasa of bhajan. One can measure, understand, one's thirst from how much he is relishing the rasa of bhajan.
Well, we may say how one can measure, one can understand how much greed for the rasa of bhajan. How greed for the service, how greed for the hearing harikata or tasting this rasa. Because if our heart is pure, and if we have desire, greed, then we want to more seva, more harikata, more hearing.
Prema always keeps the heart of the lover agitated with deep thirst for more prema. The more one tastes, the more one thirsts. And the more one thirsts, the more one tastes.
Yeah.
In this world, hunger and food diminish each other. But in the kingdom of love of God, it is exactly the opposite. There, in the kingdom of love of God, the taste of Krishna's sweetness increases the thirst for prema and vice versa. There, in the kingdom of love of God, the taste of Krishna's sweetness increases the thirst for prema, and thirst for prema increases Krishna's sweetness.
So therefore, interesting. So, we are reading Virapakusumanjari. So Virapakusumanjari, Raghunath Das Goswami, Shripada, is describing how much thirst, how much hankering, how much lamentation for this prema or the rasa of bhajan. Then the taste of Radha Mohan's sweetness is naturally increased. So therefore, Raghunath Das is this tasting this Radha Mohan's sweetness or Radha Darshan's sweetness, service of Radhika's sweetness, is more increasing. Then more hankering, more greed, more lamentation coming. So in that last stage of his life, Raghunath Das's life, last stage he wrote that book, it is said. So means his lamentation is kind of limited. Limit of lamentation, limit of prema he exhibit means he's tasting kind of limitless or limit of taste of Radha Dasha and Radha Mohan's seva.
Yeah, like taste thirst, taste thirst.
Taste thirst.
Take and thirst.
Because say, if we eat some, you know, very nice food, I don't know which one is, like a lasagna, or, you know, I don't know, or lasagura, lasamarai. You know, once tasting, oh my God, can I have more lasamarai or lasagura? And then more taste, oh, can I have more? You know, this kind of course, you know, material, this material one is maybe limit, but the spiritual thing, because spiritual body is limitless. You know, one day, Raghunath Das was, you know, become sick, and doctor check, oh, you ate too much. And then other devotee was thinking, no, Raghunath Das ate only buttermilk or only little bit, something, you know. So he never eat a lot. Then Raghunath Das said, actually true. Yesterday, by my meditation, there is some feast, Mahotsava. And then at that time, I ate three thrice too much. Therefore, I feel some kind of pain in my belly. It's very interesting.
Again, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we find that Narada Muni prays for this boon from Sri Krishna. O Krishna Chandra, you are transcendental bliss personified. May no one ever be satiated with love and devotion for you. Ah, Narada prays for us. This is the boon I pray for. Krishna heard this and answered, O teacher of all clever arts, my dear Narada, what kind of boon is it that you want? Everyone knows that my mercy, my devotion, and love are inexhaustible. No, there is no end to my mercy, no end to my devotion, and no end to my love. The more the devotee advances in his love, the more he laments out of thirst for more love. Yeah, it's natural. Although Mahaprabhu is the ocean of love, he told Swarupa Damodar and Ramananda Rai, oh, listen, oh, my heart's friends, I don't have the treasure of love for Krishna. So my life is poor, poverty-stricken, and my body and my senses are all useless. When someone says, oh Lord, you are incarnation of love, and your divine body is full of ecstatic symptoms, goose pimples, tears of love, how can I believe you when you say that you have no prema? Then the answer is, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, know for sure that I am just announcing, I am just announcing my own good fortune when I cry. Know for sure that I am just announcing my own good fortune when I cry. Meaning, when I cry means I'm declaring to everyone, I'm so fortunate. I am so fortunate.
Prema. My God, I am tasting.
In other words, when I cry, that is not because of my great devotion, but it is only to show how fortunate I am to have so much devotion. It's mercy. I'm fortunate. It's mercy. My God. Yeah, no pride in such a way.
Mm.
I am object of mercy of my Ishta Devi, of Radha. That is the wonderful nature of sacred devotional thirst. And that is why the ocean of prema is agitated by humility. That is why the ocean of prema is moved by humility. Yeah.
Mm.
Humility is life of prema.
Mm.
Moves prema.
Mm.
The Lord humbly prays like an inexperienced neophyte. O Lord of the universe, I don't want wealth. I don't want followers or beautiful wife. I don't want to be known as a great poet. Since beginningless time, the living entities forget Sri Govinda's lotus feet. The living entities are deluded by Maya, wandering from one species of life to the other, attached to selfish activities, desiring wealth, desiring followers, and so on. Even those who have attained the rare human body and have even attained the path of devotion to God by the mercy of a saint, may still beg for wealth and followers from the Lord. As long as a person nourishes such contrary desires, he will be deprived of prema, even if he is doing bhajan. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find, as long as there are desires for enjoyment, liberation, mystic perfection in the mind of devotee, he will not be able to attain prema, even if he practices sadhana.
Again, please repeat this line.
When there are desires for enjoyment, salvation, or mystic perfection in the devotee's mind, he will not attain prema, even if he practices sadhana. The Gopal Tapani Upanishad states...
Repeat again.
When there are desires for enjoyment, salvation, or mystic perfection in the mind of a devotee, he will not attain prema even if he practices sadhana.
So I think this is a very important point to attain a Manjari Baba or to attain Radha Dasha, Radha Dasi. So I feel this Gurudev is saying, we are not doer. Doer means have desire. I have desire for this enjoyment, or I need salvation, I need some power, mystic power, I need, you know, some material thing. That means doer. We are doing. I want. Some ego is there. So, but the Gurudev is saying, if we become viewer, if we become, we stay fixed our soul consciousness, swarupa consciousness, then become viewer. Viewer means no desire. Only desire is the service of our Ishtadevi. So this is Gurudev saying, this day by day, 24/7, we have to check it out. What our mind stay, what our desire is going. This desire is material or desire is spiritual. Or we are thinking about our Ishtadevi Radharani or Radha Dasi, Radha Dashan, or we are desire another thing. This is very important point of Raga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti may behave outside, but inside we don't know. But Raganuga Bhajan, this even slight desire, also he may not attain prema. This is very, very important for me.
Prema is Raganuga Bhajan. Is Raganuga. Rag and Raganuga. Rag means I do and I receive your love also. Rag and Rag. Raganuga means Rag, I love you and you love me. That is Raganuga. Is not one-sided love. My God make you to follow this because it is rag and rag, both are evidently practiced.
She's my good sister. She wanted to call you because she never met you.
Yeah, that's true. Love means exchanging. That's true, Gurudev said. Oh my God.
This reminds me that prema is pure mercy.
Without mercy, impossible. Impossible. So Gurudev, without mercy, impossible to attain this prema. This, you know, we are completely agree, Kripa Siddha.
Pure Kripa.
Pure Kripa we need. Is it Gurudev?
He's speaking with someone.
Okay.
Yeah. It's written in such a way, like, when there are, it doesn't depend on me. Mm. It's given.
Yeah. Because
this is Iris flow.
Heart couldn't be there.
No.
Grade.
Andaka Prabhu, can
you
maybe they connect? Yeah.
Radhe, read again.
When there
Hello?
Are, when there are desires for enjoyment, salvation.
No. It's not prema.
Prema.
Yeah, this is Gurudev. Prema. Later on coming.
In this sentence, This sentence begins like this. When there are desires for enjoyment,
and this prema word, then again I will start talking in this. Talk in prema. Did I explain it? Any desire for these things will not bring us in prema. Any desire out of this
So could you read now about the prema, Radhe?
There are desires for enjoyment, salvation, or mystic perfection in the devotee's mind, he will not attain prema even if he practices sadhana.
Go on.
The Gopala Tapani Upanishad states, the path of devotion consists of intense meditation on God and makes the mind free from all personal desires for fruitive activities. Bhajan has the same object here as selfless action, naishkarmya. In other words, in the mind of the devotee, there will be no other desire but the service of the Lord. When the mind is free from the material modes, it becomes absorbed in the taste of the Lord's service.
So this is a, so when mind is free from material modes, means material desire, we may say. And also it, this also say we are surrendering, give up horse ego. At that time we can taste this, the Lord's service.
Maybe we can read this also, like, when the mind becomes absorbed in the taste of the Lord's service, then he becomes free from material modes.
Yeah. True. Vice versa.
Yes.
Yes.
Without observing in the Lord, my mind is absorbed in material things. Raga Bhakti is the mental religion. Why? Because mind is well absorbed. That is the main thing. Where I am giving time, that is the mind absorbed. My mind is absorbed there. Material thing or to the Lord, to the Stadium. Where is mind is absorbed? How much time I put where? Yes.
Mm. In the Narada Pancharatra, we find the following definition of pure devotion. This is this famous Sarvapadi. Mm. Devotion means to engage one's senses in the service of the Lord of the senses, of the master of the senses.
Mm.
So my senses are not my senses.
Mm.
There is another master.
Mm.
By such surrender, one becomes purified and free from all designations.
Yes.
Other identifications.
Mm. Yes.
And personal motives. Based on these statements from Shruti and Smriti, our Rupa Goswami has given the following complete definition of pure devotion is in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Rupa writes, the highest form of devotion is devoid of all other desires but devotion.
This is for us, but service of Radha or Radha's Moha.
This highest form of devotion is not covered by endeavors for fruitive results, by endeavors for empirical knowledge. This highest form of devotion is favorable to Krishna or any of the other descendants of the Lord.
Mm. Mm.
In the positive meaning, positive sense, anushilana means, so there is a word, Krishna anushilana, means serving the deity of Sri Krishna with one's body, singing Krishna's names, Krishna's glories, and Krishna's pastimes, with one's words, and always thinking with love of Krishna within one's mind. And in a negative sense, it means that one tries to avoid obstacles, offenses to his name and his deity form. Then anukula. Anukula means that one is favorably disposed towards Krishna. Anukula means that one is favorably disposed towards Krishna. Kamsa and Shishupal were not favorable to Krishna. So their dealings with him are not devotion. When one deals with Krishna with a purpose of giving him pleasure, this is anukula. One deals with Krishna with the purpose of giving him pleasure. Wow. The demons gave Krishna a lot of fighting pleasure by attacking him with their weapons. But this can still not be counted as devotion because they did not fight with Krishna for this purpose. They hated Krishna. This is not bhakti rasa. On the other hand, when Mother Yashoda left Krishna, who was sucking her breast, to save the milk from boiling over, it did not make Krishna happy. Krishna got angry with Yashoda. Still, this is counted as devotion because Mother Yashoda's attitude towards Krishna was favorable. And this is called Anukulyena. Then, Sopadika. Devotion can be Sopadika motivated or Nirupadika, unmotivated. Motivated, devotion can be motivated and unmotivated. There are, again, two kinds of motivated devotion. Devotion with ulterior motives and devotion mixed with other desires. The first one, devotion with ulterior motives, means desires, we do devotion with desires for sense enjoyment and liberation. And a mixture with other desires means that devotion is covered over by endeavors for knowledge and renunciation. Pure devotion means engagement in hearing, chanting, and remembering the Lord's names, qualities, and pastimes without any ulterior motives or a mixture with other desires. And this pure devotion also are known as Uttama, Nirguna, Kevala, Mukhya, Ananya. Ananya. Akinchana. And Svarupa Siddha.
Again.
Pure devotion means engagement in hearing, chanting, and remembering the Lord's names, qualities, and pastimes without any ulterior motives or a mixture with other desires. And such a pure devotion also goes under other names like Uttama, Nirguna, Kevala, Mukhya, Ananya, Akinchana, and Svarupa Siddha. Pure devotees do not desire anything else but the Lord's devotional service. When Shri Nrisimhadev was pleased with Prahlada's prayers, Nasimha offered Prahlad a boon. But Prahlad said, O Lord, O teacher of the universe, I am very much afraid of attachment to material desires. Therefore, I took shelter of you for the sake of renouncing material desires. My heart is naturally contaminated by material desires. So please, don't make me greedy for any material boons. Are you offering me boons that will cause my bondage to material world and that are the seed of the knot in the heart simply to show what are the symptoms of a devotee? Otherwise, how is it possible that you, who are so merciful, are engaging
Rati, Rati, Rati.